Now that showed a woeful lack of awareness or consciousness or understanding or knowledge or whatever about the nature of power, the nature of the state, as did an earlier argument I heard from another local leader in the Black Lives Matter movement. When asked, what is the goal? She replied, quote, to get the boot of the state off the neck of Black people so we can breathe, unquote. Now, what analysis of this present moment we're in leads her to think that police tactics against the powerless, and it is against the powerless, this is all of a piece, attacks on the homeless, quote unquote, the intentionally kept homeless, the attacks on disabled folk, on the elderly. I mean, think Auschwitz, think perfection. This is what power is about, creating perfection. And if you don't have power, you are by definition in that mindset, imperfect. And in the world they want, they don't want that. They don't want us in it. Remember that vision of theirs? Billions and billions of brains plugged into the system so that power can suck on them. Machines that replace human beings. That's what they want. So there is no analysis that could lead to the conclusion that police tactics against the powerless are going to change in response to protest of it in this moment. But even if it does, what about that global boot on the necks of our brothers and sisters? Don't we have to stand together to stand up to global power? Returning to the TED interview and his main points about breaking stuff. He argued that breaking stuff builds the movement. I disagree. Remember those 20,000 plus, at least, full of hopeful energy folks who participated in Oakland's general strike? Well, violence of the agents of state, official and hidden, sunk that. He said we got to shut down the normal functioning of the system. But that shouldn't be a goal in itself. True, violence does this. No doubt, we have a whole bunch of brothers and sisters around the world who can testify to that. Power has shown that exhaustively. Does that empower? Global strikes, global general strikes, accomplish both what he suggested, disruption of the system. It accomplishes what he says are the short-term aims while simultaneously allowing us to take big strides toward the goal of freedom. Then he said that violence was also a good tactic because, quote, tactics must be available to everyone and empower. Now there was a pregnant juxtaposition occurred when in another show on this same day, on a different station that followed, about the formerly incarcerated trying to fashion new lives outside. This was discussed in a film called Welcome Home. We heard a woman say, this was a woman who used her sexuality as a tool for getting things from men. We heard her say, quote, it gave me a sense of power, unquote. This is a much more accurate way of putting it. It didn't empower. It made her feel powerful. I would suggest a more useful quality for determining the tactics we use is, does it build hopeful energy for a free future? Does it manifest the vision, the world we want?